ASMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's hot and happening in the culinary world. Today I'm chatting to Talita Ngesi, who is a recent graduate of Silwood School of Cookery. Welcome to the show, Talita.
Hi, Jenny. It's so lovely to be speaking to you.
Likewise. I'm quite excited to know what lured you to the world of chefing.
Well, it all started when I was a little girl. I mean, the whole chefing career was not something that was a norm in my culture or in my society. But, you know, growing up watching cooking shows, and I think my aunt and my mom were the people, obviously, that sparked the love for food. Because growing up in a disadvantaged home, it's very hard to like have good meals. But my mom was so creative in what she would put together using just basic ingredients, and my aunt as well, and they just made me want to explore, you know, working with food and trying, you know, different ways of coming up with different dishes, and like watching cooking shows with your Jamie Olivers, your Sebas, like it sparked the love. And initially, I wasn't going to branch off into cooking because of my, you know, financial circumstance. But I just had this crazy belief that it would all work out. And I'm glad that it did.
Well, it certainly has worked out well. You've done some amazing internships at the Chef's Warehouse Group, the La Calomme restaurants. I mean, you've really been around. And now you're at Salsify.
I am.
That's exciting.
Yes, Salsify was just the best option for me. Considering like how Chef Ryan and Chef Nina, you know, run the restaurant, and their way of cooking resonated more with me. I mean, don't get me wrong, like the La Calommes are amazing. Like I had the best time at La Calomme, at your Piers, at, you know, your Burke and Stanchers, all of those restaurants. But I feel like the simplistic way of cooking, you know, Salsify is, it's so simplistic but so broad at the same time. And I just love how, you know, the raw ingredient is celebrated and it gets to be showcased in so many different ways. Like Chef Ryan can take what a tomato and like use it in a million different ways, or like cauliflower. And for me, it just made sense that I work under them, and it's been the best experience. I mean, one of the best decisions that I've taken in my life.
And you certainly have had an amazing experience there. What would you want to be doing long term? How do you see yourself carving a career as a chef?
As much as I've trained, you know, in fine dining, I really don't see myself being a fine dining chef like that. I want to lean more towards private chefing, but also being in the media space. But obviously, it's not something that's going to happen overnight. I need to like work and like, you know, build up my career. But I see myself, you know, more in the media side, being like a TV personality or like having a cooking show. Like, you know what, I feel like I just want to fulfill that childhood dream of mine, and then maybe perhaps go into like, you know, your product development or other spaces within the food industry, and maybe open up our own, you know, little rustic restaurant or cafe.
Well, we are going to watch you with bated breath. So, Talita, all the best for your future career, and enjoy your tenure at Salsify. Make the most of every moment.
Thank you so, so much. I really appreciate you guys interviewing me.
That was Talita Ngesi of Salsify Restaurant, a recent graduate of Silwood School of Cookery. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.